Please turn your Bible with me to Luke. Today, we shall be talking on mine shall be possible. My own shall be possible. You know, when I was very young, we used to sing, Temi oni shoro she, lodo reba ba, Temi oni shoro she, lodo reba. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. You see, in that scripture, God the Father spoke through his angel. He sent his angel to Mary. Speak. And the angel spoke and said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. You see, that scripture talks about partnership. A partnership with God. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, you are more than conqueror. So he says, for with God, nothing. Nothing means nothing, no. If he says, for with God, nothing is impossible, it means that no matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad the situation is, miracles can still happen. And I pray this morning that miracle will happen for you. Miracle will happen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, the NCV version of that scripture says, God can do anything. It says, God can do anything. Anything whatsoever, he can do it. And so where you are seated this morning, maybe when you were coming, you were down. You were heavy. Your heart was heavy. How will it happen? How will it end? How will I end it? I have a good news. That for you, God can do anything. So, however tough, difficult that situation is, however terrible the situation is, God Almighty can turn it around. And he will do so today in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 27, Jesus Christ now repeated that same message. And he explained it further. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Now, if you look at it, and you have searched, you have done everything that you humanly possible. You've gone far. You've gone through counsel. You have gone seeking for help. You have done all manner of things. And then it was not possible. Jesus Christ explained here that with man, whatever is difficult for man to do, whatever is not achievable when you use your effort and the effort of men, he said, yes, it is so because you are flesh and blood. But with God, what appears impossible, what is impossible with the cooperation of men, he said, with God, it shall be possible. I want to encourage someone this morning that I don't know how long it has been. You know, we are going to the Ember months. The next 4 months of this year, you will see miracles. I say you will see miracles. There shall be testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. But brethren, I'm sorry to say this. You are a fool. A fool if you don't believe in God. If you do not believe in God, you are a fool. Do you know, that scripture said, when you partner with God, all things are possible. Nothing shall be impossible. But Psalm 14 verse 1 says, the fool has said in their heart, there's no God. So I'm not the one that said you are a fool. It is heaven. That if you refuse and you think that you can do it alone, if you think that you can achieve success alone without God, you are a foolish man. So if you are here today, I pray that you will quickly jump from foolishness and come to the knowledge of light and accept God. Because without him, you can do nothing. Without him, you can achieve nothing. And he's still calling you today. You know, there are some people, they've ministered to them several times. And they enjoy deceiving the church, deceiving pastors, deceiving Jesus Christ, deceiving the Holy Spirit, thinking that they are achieving success. They've decided not to accept reality of having Christ in their lives. If you are in that situation today, I beg of you, don't let heaven have a report of you as a foolish man. It is not a good testimony. Please accept him this morning as your Lord and Savior. If you will accept him as your Lord and Savior, then he can welcome you, and the miracles that is about to happen can be your Lord. Why all heads are bowed right now? If there's anyone, whether you're a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, and you want to lift up your hands wherever you are seated to say, Lord, come into my life. I want to have you as my Lord and my Savior. Please just do that. Just lift up your hands briefly and I'll pray with you. If you are in the auditorium, is there anyone? I'm not seeing hands, so let's not be foolish people. Okay, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Put that hands down. The Lord God Almighty that you have decided to raise up your hand for in acknowledgement of his lordship over your life, that God will come through for you in Jesus' name. I pray for you, my sister, that God Almighty will come into your life afresh and will turn your situation around in the name of Jesus Christ. After the service, please just see me briefly. God bless you. Hallelujah. You see, in Matthew chapter... Okay, let me read Luke chapter 1 that we read. My text was 37, but I want to read from verse 34. It says, then said Mary unto the angel. Now, this was Mary, a virgin, who was preparing to get married. And then the angels came to her and said, you will have a child. And then Mary said unto the angel in verse 34, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow her, overshadow thee. Therefore also, that only thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. In her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. I hope God is talking to somebody today. For Elizabeth, she was already old. They said, they call her barren. But when the angel was talking, I said, that's your Elizabeth, the barren. Go and check. She's 6 months gone. 6 months pregnant. Maybe somebody will receive that today. Maybe somebody that is think they are already telling you that you are old. And they've started calling you barren. Maybe you are going to receive it today. Just like Elizabeth received the miracle. You will receive yours in the name of Jesus Christ. The angel now said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. As I speak and as I pray, I hope someone will believe God like Mary did and tap into her miracle and her testimony today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now you will be saying, with God, nothing, absolutely nothing. I have the confidence to tell you that there is nothing that is impossible with God. And that's why I know today that my own shall be possible. My own shall be possible. What people have termed, even what the enemy and have started believing that is not possible, today I know that it shall turn to possibility in Jesus' name. Now, in the book of Bethesda in Jerusalem, John chapter 5, verse 2 to 10, if you read it at home, there was a man there. He had infirmity for 38 years. Infirmity. Sickness for 38 years. He was lying. Lying down. And you see, no progress. When a man is lying down somewhere, no progress. For 38 years. No progress. Maybe somebody is connecting with that. And all your life, no progress. Say, no progress. 38 years. He was only lying down. When Jesus appeared, the man was made whole and started to walk. He had a complete restoration. He started the journey of progress from that moment. Sometimes, or someone, will start the moment, the movement, even to prosperity from this moment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will start the journey of restoration from this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. What about Anna? What about Anna? In 1 Samuel chapter 1. Please, when you get home, you read all those scriptures. Anna was loved by her husband. God shut her womb. Peninnah was always mocked because of her barrenness. Can you imagine? She made her cry yearly. What makes you cry unabated? What causes you pain in your closet? What is it that makes you cry? Whatever is it that makes you cry today, and hence we come to it in Jesus' name. It appeared that Anna's case was hopeless. As a matter of fact, the husband had given up. The man said, what do you want me to do? There's nothing. I'm not God. I can't give any man. I can't give a child. But God appeared into the situation. And she sang a new song. Someone will sing a new song. Impossibility was made possible. But brethren, please, a note of warning. It's a message that I will preach sometime. Do not be like Peninnah, the tormentor. She tormented that woman. You know, there are some people, it is their husband that torments them. Some people, it is their wife that torments them. If you are in that situation, please, warn yourself today. Don't be enemy of God. Please watch out. God will want you to take away that spirit. It is not a good one. She torments. If you make your wife cry every time, watch out. If you make your husband weep in his closet, please be careful. Do not be God's enemy. The whole of last month we were talking about forgiveness. Please let forgiveness start in your life. Don't let this month end without you forgiving that person. Turn a new leaf. Do not be God's enemy. Some children are the reasons for the cry of their parents. If you are a child and you are in that situation, please repent from this moment. Watch out to avoid being God's enemy. I pray that God will give us the grace to let go. The grace not to be like Peninnah. The grace to live for God and to be such a person that God will be happy with. That will be our portion in Jesus' name. By the way, Anna, eventually, you know the story. God changed her story. God gave her a special child. So if somebody has been mocking you, they've been making you to cry. If you will believe God today, that situation will turn around. Something special, something great will come out of that for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What about the blind Bartimaeus? What about the blind Bartimaeus? In Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. He already had a special title to his name, blind. That was a special title. When they call people doctor, professor, engineer, anytime they want to call Bartimaeus, they call him blind Bartimaeus. They did not even put Mr. again. Blind Bartimaeus. He was a beggar. Nothing was working for him. On a particular day, Jesus passed by and he cried for mercy. I guess someone will cry for mercy today. He cried for mercy, even though he was being shut down. He did not allow that to get to him. Up until he caught the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. the attention of the master. That day, his garment of shame was taken away. And he rose into prominence. He rose into prominence. I don't know the name that they have tagged you. I don't know what name they've given to you. In your family, I don't know what name they've given to you. In the church, I don't know what name they've given to you. And anytime you hear that, you are unhappy. But for this man, blind Bartimaeus, Jesus appeared. Jesus appeared and the story changed. And he moved to prominence. Up to today, we are reading about him. He started to see. And he stopped to being a beggar. Maybe you are here and you have been blind to opportunities. And you are suffering. If you will call on Jesus today, he can open your eyes of understanding. He can open the doors of blessings to you. Remember that Abraham's wife in the desert, nothing, and death was knocking. And then the child was crying, and God heard, and God opened the eyes of that woman. And when God opened the eyes of that woman, what happened? She saw the well. So somebody may be blind. You might have been blind for so long, and then it had led to poverty. God will open your eyes today in the name of Jesus Christ. You will see the wealth, the well of blessing, the well of prosperity that is around you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What about that man with a dumb son? What about that guy? In Mark chapter 9, verses 17 to 27, you read that. He was an anonymous man. They didn't have a name for him. So your position does not matter when God wants to step in. It doesn't matter whether you are a rich man. It doesn't matter whether you are a big man. It doesn't matter whether you are a small man. As long as you have blood flowing in your vein, and as long as you have decided to look up unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, he can do it. And he will do it for you today in the name of Jesus Christ. This man, the Bible says, his son is being tormented. His son was tormented and ridiculed. In fact, the Bible said, the thing will throw him to fire. And unfortunately, it started from birth. You know, I mentioned somebody 38 years. This one, how can you have a child and then this problem? Maybe your situation has been long. Maybe it's from childbirth. I don't care. Maybe there's a particular sickness that you've had since childbirth. I don't care. There's nothing God cannot do. The Bible, I remember when I was in secondary school, there was a guy in my school, and then he would just be thrown just like that, and he starts to foam like this guy. And all of us were running away from him. You know, we were young, we didn't understand. We would run away from him, that kind of shame. And he lived like that. I don't know anything about him anymore because he left. So maybe something has been happening to you that has been putting you into terrible ridicule. When they see you, they know. Maybe something has been happening to you and people are running away from you. They don't want to associate with you because of that birth. I don't care how long it has been. For this guy, it was from childhood. But Jesus appeared. In fact, in verse 23, the story changed. Because Jesus Christ told him, if you will believe, your story can change. And that was what happened. The man cried out. He said, I believe. But he was smart. He said, help my unbelief. He asked for strength. Alagbada, you know, we cause you to testify today in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, brethren, do we discuss Lazarus? Do I talk about Lazarus? You see, in John chapter 11, open your Bible, John chapter 11, from verse 32. When Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Can you imagine? If you have been here, God, if you had answered my prayer, God, if you had done it then, God, if you had not allowed me to lose my job, God, if you had not allowed my wife or my husband to die, God, if you had given me a child then, maybe the situation will not be the same today. I tell you, whatever that situation, whatever had happened, God is in your situation. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He can turn that situation around for your good in the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jesus also weeping, which came, he groaned in the spirit. He cares for you. That's why he said, put your cares upon Jesus. Put your burden upon him, because he cares for you. He was troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Lord. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Maybe they are mocking your God, said, because of your situation. But he goes to church. How come that same Jesus could not do this to him? How come that Jesus, that same Jesus, could not change his story? That was what they were doing here. They said, but this Jesus Christ, we thought he had power. How come he had not been able to make this guy not to die? But Jesus Christ did not listen to all those funny stories. Jesus Christ, therefore, again groaning himself, came to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. By the time he said, take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, said something. He said, Lord, by this time he stinketh. That is, the stench, oh my God. The stench is terrible. By this time, my master, it is too late. This guy is rotten. Maybe that is what you are saying now as you are seated. That this situation is without solution. It is already rotten. This home is already broken. This home is already destroyed. I have made a mistake. Something had happened. There's no more solution. It can't be rectified. Maybe you are saying that. Oh, I've made this mistake. You can't understand the kind of death I find myself. You can't understand. It by now is thinking. By now it is for them to start to sell my properties. Oh, till late. It is thinking. That was this woman had said. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Somebody will see the glory of God today in Jesus' name. He said, you will see the glory of God. Then they took away the stones. But you see in verse 44, and he that was dead came forth. He that was dead came forth. I thought somebody would say hallelujah. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. To some, their situation is dead. It's a dead one. Some are menopausal and no child yet. You know that situation you think is dead. Some men cannot even do anything with their wives again. They are dead. Their body, they are dead. They are alive, but that area of their life is dead. If you will believe, if thou wouldest believe, all things are possible for them that believe. That woman who is already menopausal, and your still desire to have your child, whether you are in this auditorium or you are listening to me, if you will believe today, all things are possible. There will be testimony. This time next year, you will share the testimony of your bouncing baby boy in the name of Jesus. Some businesses are already dead, while some are at the verge of death. Some homes are close to dead. Some are dead already. I don't care. Lazarus came forth to life. He came back to life. I pray today, every grave cloth that is used to cover you, your finances, your home, your marriage, your children. Let the fire of God guide them in the name of Jesus. Every veil or napkin that covers your face, cast fire. I say, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever is it that is binding you, you know, that is tying you down on your own now, where you are seated, begin to loose them. Begin to command now. Loose them. Loose him. Jesus Christ said, loose them. Ah, masoto yerebo. You know it, oh. Begin to speak to that situation. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Lose your hold. Every chain, every chain, every chain, every chain, every chain. I command to break. I command to break. I command to break. I command to break in the name of Jesus. Masoko toyere baba. Rapa parabasata rabosayaba. Reketere boborobo sataya. In Jesus' name. You see, the grave cloth is not, it's for the dead. I've said this several times here, of a lady that I prayed for, and we saw that veil was used to cover her face. And because the veil was used to cover her face, there was no man that would see her that loved her. They could not see the real person. There was a veil covering her. But that day, one day like this, we prayed and fire came. And the veil was burnt. And God Almighty brought a man from Lagos to Akure to come and walk so that they could meet. The moment they got connected, the man was transferred back. What can God not do? I said, what can God not do? Every napkin, every veil that has been used to cover you from people seeing you and blessing you, from people to see you and connect with you, to your blessing for your blessings, Lord God Almighty, let the fire consume it. In the name of Jesus. Maybe it's admission that you think you need. Scholarship. And then maybe they have told you, you have gone somewhere and they said it is late, it is over. You can't meet up again. Today, they will call you back. The story will change. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said the story will change. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Cerebos. Are you ready to pray? Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. You see, what God wants to do is not something that you will say to tomorrow. From that hour, as we will begin to pray, when you speak, when you pray, from this moment, miracle will happen. Maybe you've given up because you don't have money and you think that it is not possible anymore. Maybe you have given up. You want your children to travel abroad and then you feel that it is not for me. I cannot raise such funds. Story will change. Because God is God. God is a God of miracle. Maybe you think that because I don't have money, I cannot get married. Your story will change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe some people, you know, you remember that man that I mentioned? He said, my daughter. He said, my daughter. I mean, the man with the son that is dumb. He said, my son has been afflicted. So maybe you are here and your situation is that there are some people, things that are happening to your children that is making you to cry. I always remember the testimony of Professor Okumadewa and the wife about their son. What people thought was not possible, God made it possible. A boy that the people thought would not be able to roll with his mates is now a master, sitting at all. What can God not do? I say your situation will change in the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? For me, for me, mine shall be possible. So as you are seated, brethren, what is it that is impossible? What is it that is giving you fear? What is it that is giving you tension? If you will rise up today, rise up to your feet and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 What can God not do? What can God not do? Kine Oleshe, O Masataya Rabas.